When I started reading this piece, and I read the title, I was sort of expecting something like, what if you could relive the moment you won the contest or won the soccer game or was told you were amazing? But it turned out that you'd written a piece that I like so much better. And yes, I wish that there was a button you could click and be able to live those few seconds. And I particularly like that it's a few seconds, that you've made sure in your thoughts about this to keep those prized memories prized, to not let it be a minute, because then a minute is so much. When we think about going back and reliving a minute, it's like so much more. Whereas a few seconds, it's just enough to get that grasp and that glimpse. I really, really like this piece because, and I like especially this piece because you point out that you point out that it's not just being able to see it, it's the smells and the warmth or the cold, and it's the feeling and it's just the whole experience, not just imagine if you could go back in time. So I really like that you point that out because it suddenly makes the reader realize, oh yeah, the smell too. And you've chosen moments to relive or to moments to review for the reader that are intimate, I think, and that aren't when someone said something or aren't when something drastic happened. It's just a little moment. And I appreciate especially that these are all moments of connection in some way. And they're moments I relate to a lot. They're moments I would love to relive. And I think your concluding paragraph, it crystallizes the entire thing for me because it's something that I think a lot about, is writing. For me, I think writing is one of the ways we can preserve our memories. And I like that you touch on this because it's something I think about, and it's nice to see and read that someone else thinks about it too. So here's my lengthy audio comment, but I really like this and I appreciate what you've written and I connect with it. So thank you.